This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabingian.
Welcome, welcome back, Fairmont Park race fans and race fans throughout the country here. And I tell you what, we got a great show here. And I've been taking some heat from you guys out there. I got some messages about the last show saying, how did you rip on Justify? I didn't rip on Justify for winning the Kentucky Derby. I'm just saying that there was a lot of slop out there, and we didn't really get the full effects out of the whole field, okay? That Mendelsohn, I think, okay, look, this is the way I've always been taught. And I owned horses in the past. I raced. I'm going to tell the trainer and the jock here, I don't want my horse beat down for fifth or sixth place, okay? If I'm not going to get in the money, I don't care. You could grab it tight and just coast on home. That's the way I look at it. I don't know what the hell it would have been a difference on the horse finishing sixth or seventh instead of 20. I really do think Mendelsohn is a good horse, and I think the next race here, the Preakness, run dry, I think you're going to see, okay, right now you got Justify, but there were other horses in that field that were very capable of winning this race at the Kentucky Derby, but the slop got in the way. So right now I'm saying to you, he's not the clear-cut horse in my mind, Justify. I think he will justify that if he wins the Preakness as well, but I just don't know that I could bet everything on Justify on top. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, folks. Stop with your messages saying, how could you have said that? That's all I meant. So anyway, that's my take on that. So let's see what happens in the Preakness. I'm still not sold on Justify. I still like to see what happens with these other horses if they run against one another on a dry surface, on dirt. You're looking at my horse right here that I think is really good, that Mendelsohn horse, finished 20th, okay? This horse won the Dubai, what race was that? He won in Dubai by 3 seconds. He broke the track record, for love of God. You can't throw that aside and say, oh, Justify. Okay, I get it, but I'm just saying to you right now, if I'm going to be fighting on for fifth or sixth or seventh place, I'm crazy. They wrapped the horse up. They said, you know what? We got no chance here. We had a bad break and this and that. Let's not beat our horse down here. So I like to see all these horses come back, and let's see it again at the Preakness. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's go on to May 8th racing. We're going to recap how we did, how it all unfolded, and then we'll give you guys our picks for this coming Saturday. And we'll see what we got here. All right, race number one. And you know what? That week, it was more or less like all the favorites were coming in and everyone was happy. I told you guys on the show that everything's working out. It started off a little rocky here, my friends. And the five-horse Holy Hoot, this was a 5.5 furlong waiver claiming, 5,000 waiver claiming, meaning that they can't claim your horse. It's just a waiver. You get a waiver. I would love to run my horses in waiver claimers. It's not bad at all. You put them in a tag, but you're really not putting them in a tag. So, anyway, this was a 5.5 furlong waiver claimer, 5,000. And I had on top here Elizabeth Fever, Molina, Teddy Randazzo, 9-5 opening line. I went with Tricks Cat going for second here. I like that connection. And I took the 4-horse for my third place spot, my place or yours. And I've had that conversation before. But in any case, it wasn't to be. It wasn't to be because the 5-horse here, Holy Hoot, and again, it's the sneaky jockey, Uriel Lopez. He's good on the stuff, man. He makes things happen. And you know what? He's a crafty jockey. He knows how to work it. He's been at Fairmont for a while, and he brought in the 17-1 horse home here on top, the 5-horse, Holy Hoot. And props goes to Lopez Hammond. How do you make a 17-1 horse with these two together? It's like Sonny and Cher, I tell you. These two are damn good together. 17-1. Morning line 5-1 here. Wow. 5 on top, followed by the 3. My 4-1 K plan. And that was Victor Santiago. I had that pick the 4th place on mine. What did I have? Lose a step at stretch. But I was really into Elizabeth Fever, and nothing happening there. Got 3rd place. Should have been better than that. The crowd bet it under $1, 90 cents to the dollar here. So that one was the horse on top for me, followed by Tris Cat and 4. Let's move on. Let's see what the price tags on this was. It couldn't have been bad. When it's 17-1 on top. $2 exact to 5-3, 162 even. $1 try, 5-3-1, $215.80. And the 10 cents super, 5-3-1-6, $130.11. I'm telling you, though, it should have been a little bit more here. You got a 17-1 on top. You got a 4-1, near 5-1. Then you got the favorite, under $1. And then you got a 28-1, Life is a Ride by Giles. And that was the super fact. I don't see it. Well, again, it was the 10 cent super. Let's move on to race number two. Race number two was a 1 mile claiming 3,200. And the winner of this one was Jaguar Ridge. Jaguar Ridge, Molina. Butler combination here, and five went off at 260. So you know what? That was about 2.5 there. That's what the morning line was on this horse, and that we had this one on top, followed by the 2, Jack and John, and we had Jack and John right there as well on the green sheet. Went off at $1.80. Went off as the favorite. It says here altered out twice late. And I could have played a role in it, but you know what? This is what we had. We had a 6-2, and let's see the 3rd place spot here. And I had the Tyler T. Santiago Doris, but it wasn't to be because it was Royal De Hare. Royal De Hare at 5.5-1. And it had a little problems at the start, too. It had a bumpy start, but it put it together there, made a nice closing bid here. So we ended up with a 6-2-4, and I had a 6-2-3-4. I had Tyler T. Anyway, let's see the payoffs on this one. The $2 exacta, 6-2, $19.20. And let's see that. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad, folks. Then we followed up with a 50-cent try, 6-2-4. That paid $14.45. The $1 daily double, 5-6, $76 even there. And 10-cent super, 6-2-4-5, $14.38. Let me check something out here. Okay, I got you. All right, moving on to race number three. 5.5 furlong starter allowance, or not starter allowance, starter optional claimer, $3,200. $3,200, that's kind of low for a starter option. I hope I'm reading that right. Probably not. It's probably claiming race, probably $5,000. Anyway, that's what I got down here. We had the 7 on top here. Vacenza. This is the one that screwed me up last time, Brian, when I brought this one up. So I had the 7 on top, and sure enough, the 7 wins it here, Vacenza. And that went off at 1-1 here. And why not? Why not? Looked damn good. I like this horse, Molina Cox duo here, followed by the 2. And that was Serious Talk, and boom, we got Serious Talk on ours too, and that was 4-1. So here we hit back-to-back exactas here, folks. Let's give a little shout-out. Let's give a little shout-out. So that's 7-2, 7-2, and we had the 3 horse here, Even Fever, and no, damn it, I didn't get that one. I had the 2 horse, Serious Talk, and that was Baylon Durham. I tell you what, though, when Durham starts heating up, look for him. Right now, he's not really going right now, but I look for Durham's camp to be heating up midway in this meet. So that's what we got. We got a 7-2-3. I picked the 7. Well, what the hell did I pick? I picked a 7-4-2. I didn't have the exacta there. I had a here I am clapping and making a scene here in the studio. I had a 7-4-2. It was 7-2-3. All right, let's move on here. $2 exacta, 7-2. By the way, Brian, I got to tell you, Brian's our producer. He's not even listening, but I'm talking anyway. You always see a 2-7 or 7-2. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but if you see anything live with a 7 and a 2, take them together. For some odd reason, these two numbers always coexist. I'm not kidding. Look at it next time, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Instead of sending me mails about the Kentucky Derby, why don't you send me something about that? So 7-2, look for that, 2-7-7-2. All right, so the $2 exact there, 7-2, $15.40. The $1 try, 7-2-3, $27.30. The 10-cent super, 7-2-3-4, $7.20. Look at that, $7.27. How about that? $1 daily double, $6.70, $7. I'm seeing a lot of sevens. 50-cent pick 3, $5.67, $244.60. That's not a bad pick 3 here, my friends. If you went all on the first leg, you weren't sure, boom, you got yourself some cash here. All right, we're moving on to race number 4. Race number 4 is a 5.5 furlong allowance, 18G here, my friend. Purse, $18,000. Let's see what we got. I went with the 6-4-2 Dandy Rap, followed by Praise Him, and the 2-horse Star Magna. And let's see how it unfolded. We got the 4-horse on top, Praise Him by Molina. I tell you what, Molina's having a good meet. Good meet here. And it went off at 1-1 here, even money, followed by the 2, Star Magna, 690. I had that one at second place. It went to, I had that for third place. It went to near 7-1 here, and it took second. And the 1-horse, Ashley Elizabeth. And Ashley Elizabeth, I had down towards the bottom. I didn't think that horse could get up. But in any case, I had a 6-4-2, and it ended up being a 4-2-1. And let's see the payouts on this one here. 4-2, $13.20 on the $2 exacta, $1 try, 4-2-1, $16.60. The $1 daily double, 7-4, $4.90. And the 50-cent pick 3, 6-7-4/6. $5.30. Here we go. Here we go with these crappy pick threes. These pick threes should be paying more. I hate when I see numbers like that. The 10-cent super, 4-2-1-3, $2.57. Not even worth playing on that one. $1 consolation double, 7-6, $1.70. I don't even know why I read that last one. Who cares? Let's move on to race number four. How about race number five? That's what I meant. 5.5 furlong maiden special weight, 8,000. And I went with Great Scat, Santiago Becker here, my friends. Yeah, how can you go wrong with that? Wrong! You can go wrong with that because the eight, Devil's Hunt, the Devil Hunt here. And that was Bailon and Lynch. Bailon and Lynch put something together here at 9-1. Ruined the whole parade here, folks. They crashed the party at 9-1, and nothing happened here. Well, you know what? I don't think Great Scat even ran. Let me check this out here. Yeah, scratched. Scratched, so you know what that means? If it's scratched, it's not my fault. Everything goes in different directions when my horse on top is scratched here, and that says veterinarian. I guess it didn't look right at the gate or something, huh? You got to take notice of that. You got to look at that, folks, and take notice of that because I guarantee you next time out, Becker will have this horse readied up with a war paint on. This horse will be ready. But the winner here, congrats to Victor Bailon here on Devil Hunt. Devil Hunt, and that was by Lynch. And 9-1, followed by the six-horse LT Dan, Lieutenant Dan Attack. I like that name, LT Dan Attack. And where did I have that one? I had that horse picked fourth, and that went off at 2.5-1, followed by the five, Muckadin Road. Muckadin Road. I never did get that right. Muckadin Road, and that was Melina Foxworth, and that went crowd favored here, 80 cents to the dollar. I'm telling you, I just can't get excited about that barn. I don't know. They bet the whole house on it, and it didn't come through. It finished third here. All right. Let's see the payoffs on this. $2 exacta 86, $81.60. Boom! The $1 trifecta, 865, $97.30. The 10 cent super, 8653, $31.12. The $1 daily, double 48, $20.60. The 50 cent pick three, this should pay something here. You got a 9-1 finishing this whole show off. 7 with the 4 with slash 68, $18.60. You know what? That's crock. Let's move on to race number six. Race number six is a 5.5 furlong allowance optional claimer, 10,000. And let's see what we got here, Bob. That's a game show. I tried to sound like a game show. Anyway, I got the 261. Isabella Canatella, that's who I got, and that's what you guys have too. Isabella Canatella, and that was Santiago Becker, 4-5 morning line, and it lived up to the crowd favorite here, going for 30 cents to the dollar, followed by the three-horse Bubble Time, and that was Uriel Lopez. Well, again, a long ball. You guys want someone with long balls here? Long odds. I'm telling you, look at Uriel Lopez. Every time this guy's on big odds, long shot, he's going to do absolutely everything he can to get his horse in there, and God bless him for that. That's the kind of jock that you look for, and he's got him on the three horse here, Uriel Lopez. What did I have? I didn't even have this horse. I had this horse picked fourth. And that was Lopez Durham, and it went off at 11-1, morning line 10-1. So how about that? And then Ereli, and that's Molina. Molina's getting a lot of love here. And odds went off at nearly 5-1 for close to five. But, again, props to Victor Santiago and Becker here. They made it to where everyone was happy. You didn't collect anything, but you seen your horse cross the wire. You gave your boyfriend a big hug, and he hugged you back. Everyone was happy. All right. I don't even know why I went that route. But in any case, let's see the payoffs here on this one here, my friends. The $2 exacta, $10. $10. You know what? You know why it's $10? Because Bubble Time here, 11-1, made this possible at $10. Any other horse, I guarantee it would have been possibly like the one horse, it would have probably paid maybe $2, $2, $3. So, Uriel, you inflated this one here, $10 on the $2 exacta, $1 try, $2, $3, $1, $9.50, of course, 10 cents super, $2, $3, $1, $6. $1.80. That's probably how much it took you to bet this race. And a $1 daily double, $8 to $15.60. The pick 3, 4/682, $12. $12 on that. All right, great. Let's go. Let's move on to race number 7. Race number 7 here. And this is our finale. This is our finale, my friends. And race number 7. I had Chayni, and I'm, you know, I probably won't be able to say this because the damn thing finished towards the bottom there. All right, I had him on top. I don't know what the hell happened here. Let's see, save ground, no factor. That's great to know. You had the whole public betting on it, and I led the public on this one too. It went off at $2 or 2-1, and it was a crowd favorite too. Unreal, at the bottom. I'm not gonna play that. I won't watch that horse again. We got the 7 horse on top here. Lucky in Life, and that's Victor Santiago brings this one home. And true to form here, the second favorite horse, 2.5-1, and that was by Santiago Becker. So you can see what's formulating here, my friend. You got the Molina Cox, you got the Santiago Becker, and we're going to have the Bear, the Eagle. We're going to have the Cold War here. We got something brewing here. I love it. I love Fairmont Park Racing. We got the one horse here controversy, and that was Molina. Look at that. Molina's right up there. And that was Bahena? Yeah, that's it. And that's 5-2 horse here, and that's who I had for my second place spot. I had a 2-1-9, but it ended up being a 7-1-9. Then we move on, and that was a crowd favorite too. So this is not going to be that much difference here on the exact. I'm saying right now, I haven't scrolled down yet. I'm looking at maybe $8 to $10 tops. All right, so then the 9 horse Arkansas Traveler. And Rattana, I tell you what, the old guy gets in the money here. God bless him. 31-1. How about that? How about that, folks? Rattana gets in there on the show ticket. 31-1. Woo! Close to 32. All right. Let's scroll down and see what I got here. The 7-1. You got to be kidding me. 7-1, $26.80. Hey! That's a lot of money. That's a lot of pay right there. $26.80 for $2 exact on 2 horses that were going off at 2-1. Well, nearly 3-1, 2.5-1 and 3-1, and $26.80. Not bad at all. Not too shabby, FP, not too shabby. $1 try, 719. Boom! Look at this one. $150. $150 for that one. The 10 cent super, 7193, $52. The $1 daily double, 27. There's that 27. Didn't I tell you guys about that? 7227. Well, the daily double here, 27, $5.70. The 50 cent pick 3, 827, $39.55. And here we go, the 50 cent pick 4/6827, 4 correct there, $55.25, not much money there. But I tell you what, the exacta makes a story here, $27 on 2 horses that were going off at 2-1 or 2.5-1 and 3-1. Huh, it's a no-brainer. It's a lot of beanage. I tell you what, my friends, let's move on to May 12th, Saturday night. Racing at Fairmont Park. What else can be better than that? Get your friends out there and get some drinks going. Get some, I'm sure it'll have some music out there too. It is such a festive type of environment. I love Fairmont Park. It's like my second home, I tell you. I just love horse racing, but it's not all about horse racing. You get all the people out there. You got beautiful gals out there. You got the cold brew coming to you, and you got tip sheets. My tip sheet, if you want to look at my tip sheet, you want to look at the gold tip sheet. I don't care. As long as you got something helping you out here and just enjoying a good night. And we're going to start it off with 330-yard sprint. It's an optional claimer, 6,000. And I'm on board here with the long shot play of the day. That's what I have here, my friends. I have the 7 horse. The 7 horse is TF Just So Special. I'll tell you what, I like this horse. I don't know what it is about this horse that really stands out in my mind, but I'm looking at this horse coming in from Delta, Louisiana. And this Invader, I'm telling you, has some nice power numbers here. It's a Widower horse. He's the trainer. They don't have a jockey. They don't have a jockey on this horse yet. It's crazy because this is my play of the day, and he doesn't have a jockey. Hey, agents out there, you may want to jump on this one. I like this one. I like this one to win it here. The 7 horse, 8-1 morning line. Get someone on this horse immediately. Let's go with the 6 horse, Captain Teller. Oh, guess what? No jockey on this one, too. Morning line, 10-1. 10-1 on this one. Flores is the trainer, and let's check this one out. Yeah. I'm telling you, folks, this is one allowance level here in Indiana, 350. Okay. So it's been having a little rough time at it. You drop in here, it's a little lower competition here, my friends. And I look for Flores to find someone, give him a jockey. You know what? Maybe you and me, Brian. I mean, that I got to hop on the 7. You hop on the 6 here. I think we're a little overweight, though. Just a tad bit. We're not the jockey weight. But in any case, these two need a jockey here. Captain Teller, I got for second place here, 10-1. Followed by on my trifecta here, is the March Sunflower La Cruz Widower. And, hey, Widower, I give you the winner on the 7. You got someone mounting the 2 here. Come on, babe. Come on. 6-1 here. I went with the 7, but we got a 7-6-2. March Sunflower is my third-place pick. The favorite probably is going to be, you know what, there's not one clear-cut favorite here. All right, let me get that straight to you guys right now. The 8 horse is the one that people are going to be betting only for the fact that he's morning line 2-1. And I've had this argument with the odds maker at Fairmont Park. I tell him, hey, you know what? You dictate what the people bet. Oh, no, I don't. I don't do that. Yes, you do. Whenever you see people on 2-1, they're going to go, oh, it's obvious that's the favorite. So they're going to play the favorite, because they have no knowledge of this race. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know if this is a legit 2-1 horse. All right? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying here. Anyway, we got a 7-6-2-8. That's what I got, 7-6-2-8. And the 2 is going to be the favorite at 2-1. So there you have it. Second race, we got a 1 mile claiming 3,200. 1 mile race here. And I went with the 6 horse on top here, Draymore. And that's Teddy Randazzo. Teddy Randazzo's back in the scene, my friends. He's been he's come out of hibernation. The man wants to win again. And this is the track to do it. He loves Fairmont Park, and he has live mounts here. And if he could do anything remotely close to what he did last year, this barn's going to have another good meet here. I got Draymore on top with Molina, Teddy Randazzo. And then it's followed by the 1 here. Let's skip Fiji. I don't mind going to Fiji, though. I wouldn't skip Fiji. But in any case, that's the name of the horse. Let's skip Fiji. And that's Arietta Fridley at 5-2. And the 2 horse, away she goes. Glows, go. In my case, it would be away she goes. But this one, away she glows. Lopez Hughes, and that's a 7-2 horse. So that's what I have. And let's move on down here. Let's move on down to race number 3. Race number 3 is a 5.5 furlong claiming 5,000. Let me print a
only get my PPs up here. All right, yeah, that's what we got. And on top here, I went with the six horse. The six horse is Wildcat Light, and that's Scotty Becker horse. And guess who's on him? Santiago. These two, they're gangsters out there. These guys get the job done all the time. I love this combination here. This duo. Did I mention they're kind of like a superheroes out there? It's hard to beat these guys, but I got them on top here. I got Wildcat Light, Santiago Becker, 9-5, strong numbers. I don't think we'll look back here. Followed by the two horse. The two horse is Montezuma Express. What a beautiful name. And that's a Cox Molina. Ah, look at this. This is like that. What's that movie with the superheroes, Brian? That they're going against each other. It's out there right now. Avengers. This is kind of like the Avengers here. I'm not saying who's the good guy, who's the bad guy, but I'm saying these are two superpower packs here. This is like Russia, America. These are two camps here that are, I think, just go after one another. I think this is a great race here. We got Cox Molina and we got Becker Santiago. It's a pay-per-view event, I tell you. And I like this horse. No slouch will be there. I think right, you're looking at a nice exacta box here, my friends. You could just make this exacta box bet and just walk away from it. So we got a 6-2-1. She's too young for you, bro. She's too young for you, bro. This horse has been there since I was racing out there. 9-year-old, but you know what? Always gives everything it's got, and that's a Martinez horse. I mean, it makes me sad that there's a horse named after my reality of my life here. She's too young for you, bro. Okay, whatever. All right, let's move on here. Race number four is an allowance optional claiming $10,000. And this, what I got here? I got the Mucho Macho Dan. Another beautiful name. Mucho Macho Dan. And that is, boom, Molina Cox. Molina Cox here. I got up Molina Cox on top here. Hasn't shied away from competition in 2018. Been running in, Oaklawn Park. And that's not a bad meet down there, my friends. And this horse is running in starter allowance races down there. 8,000. That's reality of possibly running in like 20 to 24, 25,000 on tag. So this horse is legit. This horse is very legit here. I like this horse on top. Mucho Macho Dan. That's Molina Cox. And followed by, well, there you go. You got it going again here. Wildwood Dancer here. Santiago Becker. And that's first horse, 9-5. Second horse, 8-5. And hey, that's a nice exacta. I'm saying you're not going to get paid $20, $30 or anything like that on this exacta. You'll get back maybe $7, $8. What the hell's wrong with $7 or $8 on a play like this? I mean, box them. Box these two together like that. It's going to, 9 times out of 10, you got really competitors like this going after each other. I think most of the time it comes in. This is what I do, though. I mentioned this couple shows ago. If you're going to play this on a heavy play, let's say a $50 exacta, $50 exacta box like I do, okay? You got the 4-6, turn around and make a 4-all-6, a play on a trifecta, and then turn around and make another 6-all-4 trifecta. That doesn't cost you, like, maybe on a $2 play, maybe $6 or $7, something like that. It's a weak play, but in any case, you're gonna get something back for it. It's a losing ticket in my mind because you're wanting the 4-6 or the 6-4 to come together like that. But if something happens, you got that insurance program here to where you got something in between those two horses. But I definitely like the 4-6, 6-4 here, followed by the two. The two, Shanghai Red, and that's Diego Martinez. And you know what? This closer's hoping that these two just wear each other out. And it could happen. These two could get in a spinning contest here. Molina, Santiago, they could get into it here. they could get into it, and they could just be exchanging nose after nose here. And then it sets up well for Diego here on Shanghai Red, to where it picks up the piece and moves right in between those two horses. And there's that trifecta I was telling you about. All right. Race number five, and let's scroll down here. Race number five is a 3,200 claimer here, 5.5 furlong. I went with my man, Teddy Randazzo. Teddy Randazzo, the 8 horse here. And I, you know what, I made some money off this horse. And yeah, towards the end of the meet, it started getting tired and all that. But now you got a fresh horse here, fresh camp. This is when they're dangerous here. Carol's Case will make a nice case for herself. And this is Molina, Teddy Randazzo, 5-2. Always one of my green sheet favorites here. This barn you got to look out for. So I got the 8 horse on top, followed by the 3, Infinitive Diego. Oh, not Infinitive Diego. Infinitive is the name. Diego and Watkins. I tell you what. Watkins may have this horse set up perfectly here. This closer can really find a late gas here, and I really think that it's going to give a nice run here. I don't know if it can beat the 8, but it's definitely going to be right there. So I would not throw this horse out here at 8-1. It gets my respect here, folks. It gets the green sheet respect, the 3 horse as second place horse, and the 9 horse pink for me, and that's Lopez O'Halloran. What can you say about this barn? I tell you what, you got Christy, you got Dan. These two work well together, and they got something going here. I love this barn and what these two can do together here. I like this barn to have a nice meet this year. I got this horse picked 3rd, but you know what? I like to see it move up too. What the hell? I got 3 people here, Watkins, O'Halloran, Randazzo. I like these guys. So I got these guys on top here. 8-3-9 is what I have. But you know what? It could go in any direction. But I got the 8 on top, followed by the 3 and the 9. That's what I have on the 5th race. Let's see here. Sixth race. I got an allowance optional claiming 10,000. Not too shabby. Not too shabby indeed. I got the 5 horse on top here. Looking for bits. Where you at here, fella? Looking for bits, and that's Tom Doris and Santiago. Are you catching this? I mean, this Santiago is a good, damn good jockey. I mean, honest to God, he could run anywhere. He could run in Chi-Town. He could run in the East Coast. He could. Fairmont Park's his home. Thank God we have good jockeys like him, and makes my job a little bit easier when I grade these horses sometimes, because sometimes I tell you what, these horses aren't too much, but in this case, this allowance optional claiming race is a good race, and you got good horses here, and I like the five on top. It's constantly been not really. I mean, I think it's the same camp, really, previously trained by Thomas Trion, previously trained by it just keeps going back and forth there. I got that. All right, forget that whole thing there. But I got the 5 on top here, looking for bits. Santiago Doris, 9-5, followed by, are you for real? Are you for real? The 2 horse, are you for real? That's the name of the horse. I'm not saying like I'm shocked seeing this horse. No, the 2 horse is called, are you for real? And that's a Diego Frankie Randazzo, 6-1. And let's follow up with our producer yawning over there. Our 4 horse, Kipper Doodle, Lopez at Essen Price, 2-1 favorite. I'm just not sold on this one. I'm just not. I know it's seen tougher horses here. The works have been looking really good. It could win it. It could win it. All right. I'm not throwing this horse out by any means. But I got the 5-2-4 on this one. That's what I got. All right. Let's go to the 7th race. Our 7th race here is the finale. Our Saturday night. I hope you guys have been having fun playing the horses, and I hope everything's been going good. And now you want to look like a rock star. I get it. You want to look like a rock star to your friends. You got this one last pitch, and you want to make it here, and you want to make it on this 5.5 furlong claiming 4,000, and you're going with the one, Dance Even. Huh, Santiago Redenauer. And that's a 7-2 horse. 7-2, not 72. 7-2 horse, followed by the 6, Arc Flash, and that's Lopez Hammond. Watch out. There's that Lopez Hammond connection. Sherlock Holmes and Watson here. That's what we're talking here, folks. These two, they like to lock in on something. 3-1. They may go off at like 5, 6, 10-1. It doesn't matter. Put them in your exact. They even put them on top here. We got a 1-6 followed by the 2. Electric Cat, and that's Baylon Durham. 12-1. That's what I got here. 12-1. And I know what you guys are saying. Hey, what about the 7? What about the 7 here? 2-1 here on the 7 horse. Well, I didn't really see too much here that I really liked. I mean, come on. I know you've been previously trained by a different camp and all that, but the last outing here on 2018, you went with a lesser foes here, and you still got beat by 13 lengths to finish sixth place. There's no excuses here. I'm not buying this 2-1 favorite here. Let's pass that one. So I got a 1-6-2. 1-6-2-4 is what I have on my superfecta play. That's what we have as our best plays of the day. I think your exacta boxes have to be taken notice here. I think your play with the fourth race, the Mucho Macho Dan, and the sixth Wildwood Dancer, these two are – it should be a pay-per-view event here. These two are just going to go after each other. So box those two together. I like the 2-6-6-2 combo here on the third race as well, Santiago Molina. These two are just going to go after each other the entire year. But I'm telling you, take advantage of it right now when it's not a mean thing or anything. I'm just saying that these two are very good jockeys and they get the right mounts and it becomes entertaining watching these two trying to get to the winner's circle. It's beautiful. My long shot special. Hey, Whitauer, I need a damn jockey on the 7 horse in the first race here. TF Jess so special. There's no jockey on it. I mean, if you want me, I got to lose like maybe 100. Damn it, there could be 3 jockeys in me. I'm not 3 jockeys. That would be over 300 pounds there. Yeah, but maybe 2 jockeys and a fat dog. Maybe that. Yeah, let's go with that one. 2 jockeys, probably from the South America. Yeah, about maybe 110 pounds each. So that's 220 there. And maybe a lab. Lab, maybe a 60-pound lab. Yes. So we got a 60-pound lab and 2 South American jockeys. But, yeah, I can't get on it. But we have to find a jockey for this one. The 7 horse is my long shot play. First race here. TF Jess, so special. 8-1. That's what we got. All right, my friends, I hope you guys cash some winning tickets. Enjoy yourself out there. Even if you don't like my picks, go out to Fairmount Park. Go out to whatever track you're at and enjoy and support horse racing. Without you guys, there is nothing. There is nothing. We're all stuck in that another brick in the wall casino where we grab a table at a blackjack table or grab a damn slot machine, and then you got some crazy wacko sitting next to you rubbing the screen, and I'm like, what the hell is this person doing? In any case, I know we'd like to have slot machines at our place too, and hopefully one day it comes in, but right now we have horse racing. And you can't beat it. You can't beat it. You got the cold drinks coming to you. It could be soda. It could be beer, whatever. Everyone's throwing their handicapping. They all want to know, hey, well, what do you think about mine? And when your horse comes in, you stick your chest down, and it's a damn good time. And bring a date out there. How could you go wrong? All right, my friends. Hope to see you guys next week. Hope you like the show. And keep giving us a little love out. They can find us at Fairmount Park podcast.com. That's it, Fairmount Park podcast.com. And we're on Facebook as well, Race Day at Fairmount Park. Also, during or before the race or whatever, we have an app from Lineup Media called YoRadio.com. YoRadio.com, free music, all right? You put in, you get that app, you get it going on your cell phone, you listen to every type of music out there. How about that? You can't go wrong with that, too. All right, my friend, that's YoRadio.com. We'll see you next week. Keep cashing those winning tickets. And you lay your money down.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter.
There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.